say a big g'day on Static on 2SER this week to Greta from Frankie Cosmos, joining us from home in New York. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be talking to you.
I'm excited to have this Frankie Cosmos album. Greta, big congratulations for this one, Different Talking. Being so hands-on, this is the first album you've produced yourselves without an outside influence. So it's the most pure Frankie Cosmos album ever, right?
You could say that. You know, I feel like it's a little bit of a life hack because, you know, I have a new-ish bandmate who is an engineer and a producer, and she co-produced our last record. So it feels like cheating to say, but it is different having the producer be in the band.
That's why Katie was invited to join the band, right?
I don't want to say that's why, but you know, it's definitely a huge plus.
Well, it is very democratic though, because all four of you have arranged and produced these songs.
Yeah, that's how I always like it to be. You know, I feel like, why have a band if you're not going to let the people in it contribute what their intuition is and what their inclinations as a musician tell them to. That's the whole point of bringing in other people for me, is I always want it to be as collaborative as it can be within the limitations of my song.
And you did it the right way. You went on a band camp in a house in upstate New York to make the record, Greta. You cooked for each other and watched films and made this album. That makes a difference too, right? You're not all splitting up to get on with your other lives at the end of a day.
It's so true. I think you're the first person that's referred to it to me as a camp, you know, as a band camp, which it definitely was. And it was a lot of, you know, watching movies, playing games, taking breaks, and only seeing each other for about 40 days without almost anybody else. So it was a real bonding experience for us.
And after spending all that time together, Greta, who's got the worst taste in movies in Frankie Cosmos?
Oh, man. I mean, we all pretty much, we agreed mostly about what we liked. We ended up at a certain point, we stopped picking movies and we started just watching Louis Theroux's Weird Weekends. And that became like every night we were just watching that.
So Louis Theroux doing awkward interviews is the great equalizer for Frankie Cosmos.
Exactly.
Did you luxuriate up there a little too much? Because the line in the song Joyride on this record says, we blew the budget on a studio. Now we got nothing for a video.
Well, you know, it's funny because this time we weren't paying for a studio. And I wrote that when we were working on the last record, I wrote that song. And it's like, you know, we always are paying by the day to be in these places. And we make records so fast generally. And so this was a really new experience. We had a lot more freedom. And I think what I realized is that if you asked me 4 years ago, you know, would you ever want to spend 3 months making a record? I would have been like, what would I do with all that time? You know, what do bands do when they have so much time? But now I realize that taking breaks and taking care of yourself, we benefited from it for sure.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like cramming for exams when you're trying to get a record done in a short period, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like the real biggest difference for us with this record was what I've always done in the past is we arrange and then we pay for this limited amount of studio time and record everything that we have arranged. And it's really just like tracking. And I think this time there was more freedom to work on the arrangement after pressing record, you know, just having more time to build on the arrangement in the recording world, as opposed to doing all the arranging and then separately going into record.
Well, that's also a benefit of having that core band these days, Greta. You have that shorthand. You don't have to explain stuff to everybody, and they're also respectful and encouraging of your songs and your production choices.
Yeah, I think collaborating is always an effort. You know, you have to want to collaborate. It's never easy, but I think it's worth it if you trust to other people's taste and what their vision is for something. But yeah, I've always had bandmates that I trust and that I'm excited to collaborate with.
And Greta, although your songs have always walked to their own beat, it's those idiosyncratic choices on your albums that makes them such a great listen. On the one hand, they're straightforward two-minute pop songs, but also they're songs that don't need to have a conventional flow or to be neatly tied up with a ribbon on top.
Thank you. That's a nice way to say it. I think I've never particularly been drawn to like the classic song formats, and I feel pretty free when I sit down to write a song. And I think my bandmates in turn feel pretty free in terms of how an arrangement could go and thinking expansively about it.
Case in point, a song like Against the Grain on this album meanders along on a bass line without any drastic choruses or change-ups before it disintegrates into some echoey noise in its closing moments. And Greta, it features the line, "Oh, sorry, tune, I'll follow you against the grain." Is that what you're trying to do sometimes?
Yeah, wow. You know what? That's such an interesting way to say that lyric, because I didn't think about it as apologizing to the tune, you know, "Oh, sorry, tune." I guess in my mind, "Oh, sorry, tune" was kind of like a sorrowful tune. The tune is sorry, but I love that. That's really cool. And yeah, I think that's really well said. I'm always just kind of following the song and seeing where it is going, and it doesn't always feel in my control. So I am following it sometimes against the grain.
Well, also the song Joyride literally winds down to a stop at its end. So that was a way to get out of that. You were done with it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny is that moment of the record, that ending to Joyride, is the only thing that we didn't do in the recording session. That was an addition that our friend Eli Cruz, who mixed the record, just kind of tried that out, and he sent us the mixes back. That's the first time that I've had a mixer kind of like add in almost an arrangement idea.
I think you just accidentally unplugged the machine while he was doing it. Didn't
exactly.
Tell you.
But it sounds so cool. And it had this sort of ending that we had felt was too long anyway, and then we shortened it, and so it kind of was nice to just escape the song in that way.
Are there often those moments where you do think a song is too long, Greta? Because brevity is still the overriding factor of Frankie Kosmos tunes. Do you ever have to struggle with trimming them?
Yeah, I don't. If anything, I struggle to elongate them. I tend towards brevity, and sometimes when I bring a song to the band, they're like, "Oh, this is so catchy. It should really have another verse and another chorus." And then I have to come up with some kind of new lyrics because I don't like to repeat myself. So it's pretty standard for me to keep a song pretty short.
And writing those songs is always a process of self-examination. But are these songs on Different Talking starting to reflect some older life experiences? Do you see that start to appear in your writing? I mean, a song like Wonderland acknowledges I'm older now than before.
Yeah, well, it's funny because to me, like, Wonderland is really about being a teenager, but it's written from my current age perspective. So I think that a lot of the record is about the past, but it's written from the future. So yeah, I think I'm always going to be writing from the age that I am.
Well, the process of aging is probably best exemplified by calling a song One Grey Hair, Greta. I mean, there's enough to unpack in just that song alone, all those scatterbrained experiences in there.
Yeah, that one feels very like 2020, 2021 kind of COVID song for me. And it definitely is a moment in time.
Do you still send texts planning phone calls which never occur?
Yeah, all the time, all the time. Although I'd like to think that I'm better at getting on the phone now.
And Greta, do you think you're getting any wiser through writing songs?
I'd like to think so. I mean, writing songs is definitely a way to process your life and your feelings and your thoughts. And I think there's probably a limit to how much that can make you wiser, and sort of a horseshoe of that holding you back. You know, the more you examine, it's like, well, now I'm just reliving my childhood, or I'm just back to feeling like a teenager. So I think it's a little bit of both.
I think that's probably also why you keep making records and keep writing
exactly.
songs. You need to keep
exactly.
figuring it out.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever feel like I'm done. I would think that most artists never feel done.
And looking back somewhat to childhood, Greta, I am very happy with you being comfortable with putting the kitty photo of yourself on this album cover. It's so sweet.
Thank you.
You're salting your fries.
Yeah, I really love that picture. And it's the first time I've put myself on the cover of an album. When I found that Polaroid, I was like, this is the craziest picture ever. I think it looks like a Diane Arbus photo or something. It's just that kid just looks like such a freak.
It's always interesting to see the crap that your parents were feeding you as well.
Totally. Well, always a glass of milk too, you know.
That's your on-the-road diet, right? Fries at a glass of milk.
Exactly. I have not changed at all.
It is so good to have this album with us, Different Talking. We might have a listen to one of each on the radio right now.
Nice.
It was great to have a chat to you, Greta. Keep salting your fries. And this is Frankie Kosmos on Static. Thanks for the talk.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.